as they're moving, I want to make sure you know that on the back of the bulletin, there's a QR code to connect with me for coffee, for breakfast, for lunch. We could go for a walk if you wanted. I meant to look it up before, but I think I had my last one this week, and I think we hit about 82 coffees this year. And honestly, some of the best coffees, and actually best times in my office I've had this year. I get to know you better. You get to know me better. I got a gift that I'm using for my Advent candle every single day, so I think of you as I light that. But I just want to remind you that that truly is something that's important to me. And if you haven't done it yet, please connect with me so that we can, you know, grow together as a church community. Will you pray with me? In the silence of the stars, in the heaving of the sea, in the rolling of the hills, we see you, Lord. In the voice of a friend, in the chatter of a child, in the words of a stranger, we feel you, Lord. In the calmness of this room, in the longing of our minds and our hearts, we feel you, Lord. Allow me to move aside and let your words be spoken. Amen. So I want to start today by naming and claiming the word joy, what it is and what it isn't. There is happiness. Happiness are moments where you feel happy, right? Joy is deeper than that. It's more significant than that. It doesn't change by your circumstances. If you are full of joy, you're full of joy even on a hard day. That doesn't always make sense, but what Will read today also didn't make sense. Christ came to her, or the angels came to her, said that she was pregnant, and she answered in obedience. Whatever is your way. She showed us what joy can look like before we see its fulfillment. And praising God then when we do. We're going to talk about two different sections of Luke today. About joy, then we're going to look at promise, what that means. Trust in God, fulfillment from God. Then we go back to joy. So if we look at this section that Will read, Mary is invited into God's plan, but there is no roadmap. There is no list. There is no color-coded calendar. She's just invited in. And her response is, "Here I am. Let it be with me according to your will." So in this moment, her joy begins with surrender, with letting go. If you remember when we studied the word forgiveness, forgiveness in the Hebrew root actually means to release, right? Her joy began before she even knew what it meant. Yet she stopped. She recognized the goodness of God, and she surrendered. She trusts, though. That's what the second part really talks about. Luke 46 through 49, she sings this song before the child's even born. Her joy is rooted in trust, not circumstances. The Advent joy chooses praise in the waiting. So I actually started my day, my son and I went to the gym together, okay? He went and lifted weights, and I went to spin class. Let me tell you what I like about spin class and just workout classes in general. I make a lot of decisions throughout the day. I think about things a lot. I go to a class, I sit in my spot, and I listen to somebody tell me what to do. And then I have the choice to do said thing or not, which is why I actually like spin class, right? So right in front of you is the little, you can make it go up and it's really light, you can make it down and it's really hard. Today in spin class, this is gonna come back to Mary and Joy, I promise. I don't usually go on Saturday mornings, but next to me is a woman who's probably a couple decades older than me, and I was like, what up? Let's do this. The woman smoked me all during class. She was amazing, right? But as I was looking around the room in class, right, so when the instructor starts, the lights go off, the music goes up, and you just pay attention and do as you're told, or not. And I thought that it kind of reminded me of church, right? We're halfway through this Advent season, and we've hoped and prayed that throughout this season you found times of quiet, you found times to prepare your heart. We've given you prayer pauses to come to your phone. We've given you different resources. You have the Bible, like there's that. But each and every one of us has to make the choice to listen. And it doesn't mean, again, I don't usually go to this class. This instructor was intense. It was hard. Like, I met my son in the hallway, and he looked at me and goes, whoa. So it was a moment. And there was one point in class where my friend next to me is still going 150 whatever per second, and I'm just like, I flip my brake all the way up, and I'm like, I need to breathe. But that was okay, because literally, I needed to breathe. We were both doing the class in the pace in which was right for us in this moment. And I was reading about joy and how Mary responds, and we're going to continue in scripture about how you respond, like, after you've received the gift, but each and every moment is this choice, this opportunity to surrender to the faith that we have, the joy that we are given. We talked about peace last week, and you can't take peace. Well, it's the same thing. You can't order joy on Amazon, or believe me, I would have. You can't create joy. You can create moments of happiness. Joy is a gift given to you from God that changes everything. You made a choice to come here tonight. Right? This is what I was thinking about when I was in class, because I was really frustrated and like, why am I here? This is hard. I don't want to be here right now. And then I thought, you made a choice to be here. And the instructor's saying, you're here. Make the most of it. Keep going. Well, that's what church is for us, especially in this season of Advent. You're here. You made the choice. Keep going. She's like, finish strong. The last 3 minutes almost did me in, and I almost called to see if Will could preach. And she just kept saying, finish strong. Keep going. Finish strong. Keep going. And right before class, I had read these scriptures. And I thought about Mary. And yes, she connected with Elizabeth. And as she sang this song, in fact, she was with her and stayed for 3 more months after that. And I'm sure there were times where Elizabeth looked at her and said, you're here. Pay attention. Finish strong. I want to see what it looks like when we look at joy in a retrospective way, maybe after the fulfillment has happened. So Zechariah's song. So Zechariah, after the birth of John the Baptist, was filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, he had been silenced for a while. When asked of his name, he wrote it on a board. And after he wrote the name John, which was confusing to many people, we can get into that at a coffee, wink, wink. But he got his voice back. And this is what he said. This is verse 67 through 80. Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy. Now remember, he's had his child. This is being spoken after fulfillment. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophet from old, that we would be saved from our enemies, from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his covenant. I'm going to stop there. So we start by praising God. Then he starts listing all the reasons why. He remembered his promise to us. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. I don't know, for some reason, anytime I've read that, I have never read that as a father holding his son. For some reason, I think about his dad talking to son, and here's John the Baptist in his crazy clothes that's just come out of the wilderness. But no, this is the Holy Spirit looking at his son, and his father is saying what he will be. And he's right. And it's got to be joyful, right? It's got to be joyful. And he didn't just move on. Sometimes when we have these things that happen in our lives, I'm sometimes that person. I move so fast, I forget to sit and recognize the joy. It's what I like about the Advent season. For me in particular, it is one of my practices. I have an Advent candle that I light every single day. I've been doing this years. And I sit and I read scripture. Sometimes I'm just quiet because that doesn't happen often. And I sit in the light of Christ. And I recognize the goodness and that is in my life. So whatever word it is for the week, I focus on that. And this past week, it's been peace. I've been focusing on the word peace as the pastor of worship right before we have 26 services beforehand. This is the week where really, honestly, all the details must be done, and it's not actually peaceful, right? Both my boys had finals. I don't kind of breathe until they're breathing solidly again. Yet this past week, I found some moments of peace. In fact, I have to say, one day I had been kind of busy and hadn't lit my candle, so I ended up sitting, reading a devotion book for 30 minutes because I was a couple days behind. You see, when you light this Advent candle, you can't make it go faster. You can't spend $10 more for expedited delivery. You must just sit. Peace in these circumstances, both before, during, and after, is what I believe we needed to hear today. It is before the promise of God. Then we have the joy of trusting in God. Then we have joy after fulfillment. So let's go back to that word, joy. I like to put ourselves in scripture. And as I was thinking about this after class this morning, sitting with my candle lit, hadn't quite figured it out. And I thought, who are you? Are you Mary in this story? Are you the one that when something happens surprise to you, you sit in the joy and surrender to the glory of God? Or are you Zechariah, who had some bumps along the way before the birth of his son? Yet when it occurred, he was able to look back with gratitude. You see, joy is trusting in God's promise before we know the fulfillment. And also praising God after you do. You chose to come tonight. You've chose to come for years. This Advent season reminds us why. Each one of these candles before us, behind us, remind of simple words in Scripture. Love, joy, and peace, just so far, to prepare our hearts as we get to this center candle, which is the ultimate gift that we could ever receive. Joy doesn't happen every single day. Like that ultimate joy, I'm not up here telling you it does. But what I am telling you is even on the worst day, maybe you look back and you can see where joy was present. Or maybe you're that person, that optimistic person, that from the very beginning can sit there and see the joy through the lens of God. So this week I challenge you to find the joy. It isn't every day, it isn't everywhere, but I'm not asking you to find happiness. I'm not asking you to find laughter. I'm asking you to see the joy in the birth of Christ. Either through the lens of Mary as somebody who was just gracious and willing and faithful like no other. Or through John the Baptist's dad, who was able to look his son in the eyes and say, you are the one that's going to prepare the way. And he did. So each one is grateful and glorious. And you've probably been one of the other throughout your whole life. There's no winner here. There's no better or worse. There's only joy. So my prayer for you as you go out this week, that you read these scriptures in Luke, that you connect with them in new ways, that you see how joy can come even when you don't know the circumstances, even if you don't know the outcome, joy is present. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, Each and every single one of us in this room has our own story. Yet this story reminds us what can happen when we are faithful like Mary. We recognize you and we are joyful even when we can't see tomorrow. We also know that sometimes as we are looking towards the future, it can feel impossible, but let us all recognize noticing, responding in the joy that it is to be a faithful servant of Christ. Let each and every one of the people here in this room and online experience your ultimate joy in each and every day. We say this in your holy and precious name. Amen.